3,000 people became Christians in one day. Acts 2 says these people were from all over the Roman world. So imagine that you are one of these Christians who's been a Christian now for 30 years. People have come and told you about this great missionary whose name is Paul. And they have said that Paul is a Roman citizen, and God told him to tell all of Europe and all of Asia about Jesus Christ. You would think, since Rome is the center of the Western world, that the first place Paul would want to come would be the city of Rome. Rome was the center of the government, Rome was the center of power, Rome was the center of education, Rome was the center of commerce. Okay, good, good. So they are now wondering, why has Paul waited so long? Unless Paul can answer this question, his mission in Rome will not be very successful. When you and I are called by God to tell others about Jesus, we will always have to overcome some barriers before they'll listen to our message. So from Romans chapter 1, I'm going to share some common things that we have to overcome so that we can tell people about Jesus. The first challenge was the people in Rome did not believe Paul loved them. Often when you and I try to tell someone who doesn't know about Jesus, they wonder, does this person really care about me?
Thank you.
told them, your faith is famous all over the world. So already, the people in Rome know that the Apostle Paul loves them because he respects them. He sees their positive attributes, characteristics, and notices and he compliments them. God loves people. My first responsibility before I can share the gospel with anyone is I need to love that person too. And you know, people are not perfect, right? In fact, some people are really irritating. They're difficult to love. But God loves them anyway. And so you and I, if we're going to do a good job of sharing God's love, we have to love them too. I have some good news for you. You don't have to love everything about a person in order to love them. They can have some characteristics that you don't like very much. Maybe they have some habits that you don't agree with. But the person who God created, you can love that person. So Paul began by getting to know the people in Rome, even if it was just by learning about them. The second barrier Paul had to overcome was, okay, you say you love me, but what have you done to prove you love me? Does that ever happen to you? Someone says, I love you, but then everything they do says, I don't really like you that much? I have over 500 friends on Facebook. Most of them, I think, at least like me. But I'm sure I have a handful that don't like me very much. They're just my friends so they can watch what I do and laugh at me. Just because someone says they're your friend doesn't necessarily mean they are your friend. People say this sometimes about God. They say, okay, God loves me, but what has he done for me? And later in Romans, Paul says, God demonstrates his love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So Jesus left heaven and came to be with us. If you really love someone, you have to As Christians, we tell people, I know the most powerful person in the universe. God is so powerful, he can do anything. And then, if I know that you have a problem, if I love you at all, I will talk to God about your problem. How loving would it be if I knew you had a problem and I knew someone who could help you, but I wouldn't talk to them about it? As Christians, we often say to people, oh, I will pray for you. And then we pray one time. And then we forget to ever pray again. Paul is telling these Christians in Rome, I pray for you all the time. That makes a big impression in somebody's life if you say, I prayed for you Monday, I prayed for you Tuesday, then I prayed for you Thursday. If you tell them, I am praying for you. The second thing that happens when you pray for people is you begin to think of a plan. I think this is a result of God talking to you when you pray. God doesn't speak to me out loud, so you can relax. But you just get the feeling, I should do something to help if I can. The more Paul prayed for the Christians in Rome, the more he wanted to go personally and see them. This is what he said. I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. This is in verse 11 and 12. That you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. I do not want to be you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that I plan many times to come to you and have been prevented from doing so until now, in order that I might have a harvest among you, just as I have had among the other Gentiles. When Paul began to pray for them, he said, I need to go there and encourage them in person. Paul was saying that Jesus had made his faith strong, so now he could go and help them to have a strong faith. A persecution of Christians had begun in the city of Rome. Some of the Christians were afraid and they were discouraged. Paul had been persecuted, so, and God encouraged him. notice that Paul's plan is all about taking God's love and caring for the people in Rome.
注意到保罗的想法都是完全是从要去分享神的爱出发，要把这个消息都带给这些罗马的基督徒。
There's nothing selfish about Paul's plan.
没有任何自私的想法。
He's not planning to go to Rome and they'll take care of his needs.
他并不是要去罗马，去到那儿满足自己的什么需要。
He doesn't plan to go to Rome and have a wonderful vacation.
他不是去罗马度假的。
He's not going to Rome to enjoy the food.
他去那儿不是去享受美食的。
He isn't going to Rome because he's lonely and he needs more friends.
他去罗马也不是因为自己很孤单，要去那儿找朋友。
In fact, he says in verses 14 and 15, I'm obligated, both to the Greeks and the non-Greeks, both the wise and the foolish, and that's why I'm eager to preach the gospel among you who are in Rome.
第十四到十五节说，无论是希腊人、化外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债，所以情愿尽我的力量，将福音也传给你们在罗马人。So
Paul is praying that God will allow him to go and bless these people in this wonderful church.
保罗在祷告，希望神允许他去罗马。
You might be wondering, well, what's Paul's excuse for not being there? It's been 30 years. Paul's been beaten up twice and left for dead. He's been imprisoned two or three times. His ship sank and he was marooned on an island for a while. And he was eventually imprisoned in Jerusalem. I think that's a great excuse. When I read this and I think about people I haven't told about Jesus, I wonder, what's my excuse? Paul was willing to risk his life to go and encourage the people in Rome. He was willing to be poor and hungry and lonely and cold and anything that's necessary so he could tell them about Jesus. I believe Paul demonstrated his love for the people in Rome. Sometimes people don't believe that the good news about Jesus is the right message. Telling people about Jesus is not always really very popular. Some people, including some Christians, don't think this message is very powerful. This is what Paul has to say about the message that you and I and he had to deliver. This is verses 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Gentile. For
说我给你讲的东西是非常重要的，可以改变你的一生。那个人可能一听都要睡着了。
So they wonder, is this message really everything you say it is?
他们可能会怀疑，他们会觉得你说的这个信息真的有这么重要吗？
And the answer is yes, it's everything God's word says it is.
答案是是的啊，是每字每句啊都是神的话，是这样说的。
Paul not only says it's powerful, he said it is the power of God.The word for power here is the same word that we get the English word dynamite from.
这个能力这个词，它和这个dynamite 的词根是一样的。
He said, "This message is the power of God that saves people forever and ever and ever."
他说那个这就是神的话，要永远。
And it's offered to the poorest people in the world.
他要送给最穷的人。
It's offered to the richest people in the world.
也要给最富的人。
I have a friend, and he's last week he was sharing the gospel with a billionaire in Hong Kong.
我有一个朋友，上一星期他在香港给一个亿万富翁传福音。
It's the same message that you heard about Jesus and I heard about Jesus. The supernatural result, if we believe, is we have eternal life from God. Now this is great news. The messenger doesn't need to be powerful.
好像其实作为这个传这个话的人，我们并不需要有超能力。
The good news that Jesus forgives our sins and gives eternal life is power.
最好的消息是耶稣洗净了我们的罪，就把这个能力给我们。
And so people in every country and with every language.I can hear this gospel.
这样全世界各地的人，不管是说什么语言的，都可以听到这个福音信息。
Paul said, this message is for everyone, Jews and everyone that's not Jewish.
保罗说这个信息是为世界上所有的人，不管你是犹太人还是不是犹太人。
It's the power of God to everyone who believes this message.
是神的大能，他是给
Well, if a person believes this message, what will they receive?
如果一个人相信这个信息的话，他会得到什么呢？
In exchange for my sin, I receive God's righteousness.
我就会收到从神来的义，我就会我的罪被洗净。
When God looks at me, he sees my sins are forgiven.
当神看我的时候，他就会看见我的罪被原谅了。
And I've been given the righteousness, the goodness of Jesus Christ.
我得到了从神给我的义。
You and I need to understand the power of this message.
如果大家都需要真正理解这句话语，
Then we are going to be more courageous to tell other people about Jesus.
这样我们就会有巨大的勇气去把
said, you would really do that?
他说,
I said, yes, if you lose your legs and save your life, that's a good trade.
我说是啊,
and then he was a little frightened.
然后他就有点害怕,
he said, don't pray for me. It was another whole year before he became a Christian. And the next year at medical school, he was in the Christian Medical Association. You see, it's a powerful message. And if we're patient and loving, God will change people's lives. This righteousness that's from God transforms people. My friend, who's now a doctor, accepted Christ in
1974.
And so now, for 40 years, was that 40 years? He's been telling people about Jesus. And he will tell people about Jesus for the rest of his life. I haven't seen him in over 30 years. But when I see him again in heaven, he'll still be talking about Jesus. And I'm really thankful he didn't need the power of lightning to change it. So you and I, our first barrier is we need to tell people that we love them. And then we need to pray and show people that we love them. And then we need to have confidence in the gospel, the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. When we have that confidence in our message, we'll just patiently keep telling people about Jesus. We'll trust God and the power of the gospel to do the rest. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the Apostle Paul. Thank you for his example of loving these people in this faraway European city. To Paul, they were foreigners. But you gave Paul a love in his heart for the people in Rome. Your love translated into praying for them all the time. And give us this kind of love for Christians and people that are not Christians yet. As we pray, Father, give us plans that would bless other people. Show us the lives that we should get personally involved in.